This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons. Started off talking a little spring training, Red Sox baseball excitement building for the summer. Excitement building for the summer, too, because that's when the rubber will meet the road for your Boston Celtics, who little uptick, little maybe positive momentum here heading into the All-Star break, which begins after tonight.
Feels that way. Won six out of the last seven. A couple of good wins in there, against New York.
Is that a green teamer named Ted Johnson?
Oh, I won't call myself that, but enjoy this team. They were a wagon from the beginning of last year, and I knew it, and I loved the addition of Porzingis. So yes, no secret to how I feel about this team. That is me, brother.
Well earned.
There've been a couple of critical text messages in our chain, Andy, if I'm not mistaken, where someone sounds like they've been scratching their head about the Celtics' recent play. Big guy, three-time Super Bowl champ,
a green teamer who you won't like when he's angry.
But don't you? Here's the thing, you know, if you're critical of things that you cherish and enjoy and covet.
Like my wife.
Like if anybody can be hard on those people or entities, it should be the person that, you know, loves them. So if I love something, I can be critical of that entity, person, thing, right?
It's constructive criticism.
There you go.
Don't burn dinner.
That's right. Exactly.
Damn woman.
There you go, Fitzy. Good call, buddy.
But tonight is a fun matchup. Because obviously Victor Wembanyama is a freak of nature. He is the next big thing, literally and figuratively, in the NBA. He's massive. He's athletic. He can do it. I would say if you haven't watched a lot of Spurs basketball, go on YouTube and look at some of his game highlights, specifically a game against the Bucks a couple weeks ago where he was dominant. He was blocking Giannis in ways that you could see Giannis almost like, whoa, 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 whoa. Nobody blocks Giannis like that. Where'd that hand come from? What's going on here? And then I think you mentioned Porzingis, your guy. This is an interesting matchup. Porzingis was the original unicorn, and Wembanyama is kind of the next generation unicorn. Those two guys going up against each other. Also, by the way, the Spurs, their record isn't great, but they just traded for De'Aaron Fox, and I think they probably have aspirations of kind of chipping their way up the ladder in the Western Conference. But from a Celtics perspective, we're talking about that game the other night. And I know, Ted, you didn't get a chance to react to this. Fitzy and I talked a lot about it. I thought that was a potential, the word I've used is inflection point for the rest of the season, for the relationship between Jason Tatum and Joe Mazzulla, and really for Joe Mazzulla's ownership of this basketball team. He pushed buttons And Jason Tatum responded with one of the best quarters he's ever had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Miami game, if people aren't too sure what game Andy's talking about. But I think those are, and I can't wait to talk to Scal, because I think that's an important distinction to make. I really do. I think you're right in saying that it might be an inflection point, because it was basically, we all know that Mazzulla is Tatum's guy. Mm-hmm. And you wondered, you know, like this team goes as, I think, as Tatum goes. Some people would think the team goes as Joe goes. I think it's more about the best player on the team. That's they're going to follow his lead. And so how does Joe manage, you know, Tatum when he's not playing the way he wants him to play or is making mistakes? I mean, he was so frustrated with Tatum. The 2-for-1 there at the end of the second quarter, he was not happy with. And then to start the third, Tatum did something that he wasn't happy with. And you know what? Tatum responded. And that's the good part. There was no anger. There wasn't words that were exchanged. It was Tatum accepting the coaching, the hard coaching, and then going out there and balling. And I think that, to me, that gives so much power to Joe Mazzulla. He's got to sleep easier at night these last few nights, knowing that the best player on the team that everyone looks up to kind of set the tone, is taking hard coaching and is doing what the coach wants. And it's for the betterment of the team. I mean, you know, look, a lot, you know, you talk about bad habits, you know, forming bad habits this season. That is, a lot of these games, you know, maybe for the Celtics are going to be one on the margins, and getting the 2-for-1 at the end of the first half corrected and rectified, it might matter in a playoff game down the road. And so those are important things for them to be on top of, and they haven't been. They were the other night, and I think it's not a bad thing to kind of point to that game and think that maybe, just maybe, this team has turned the corner from what it's kind of been ailing this team all season long for the rest of the year. I don't know. What do you think, Fitzy?
Yeah, see, I think when you're talking about Joe Mazzulla being harder on Jason Tatum of late, expecting more, demanding more, and getting in his head and or his face when he's flagging, when the effort is flagging or he's not delivering, is exactly kind of why Tatum seemed to love Ime. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, we can reference the tape where he said Ime was his favorite coach of all time, but I believe that was largely because of the way that Ime engaged with and pushed Tatum. And Tatum played his best defense, started unlocking a new level to his offense that year as well, and then we know what happens with Ime and the Celtics. Now, they win the championship last year. No complaints, really, from anyone involved or the roots for the team. But Tatum, if this is that inflection point for the team and for the player, then maybe it's because Mazzulla is finally realizing that he has to push him a little harder, that he can coach him differently. Like, you know, Andy, Ted, you guys were around the Patriots back in the days when Belichick was forming various relationships with players he was able to get more out of than on other teams. You know, he didn't treat everybody the same, correct?
He did not, no. That's a misconception.
Common misconception, right? Yes,
yep,
sir.
Yep, and no doubt.
And no coach treats every player the same. There was a reason there were Jordan rules and those types of things, and Tom Brady rules and whatever. And, you know, there's a natural evolution for Joe Mazzulla. He's going to age and mature, sure, and gain a certain cachet and comfort with himself, with his role with the team.
He can't maybe do the things, you know, to start out his coaching career that he can do now.
Right.
Right.
And even, you know, you bring up Ime. Well, Ime is an imposing physical figure. He's a big dude who kind of like gets in your face. He's got big, broad, square shoulders, and he's not afraid to kind of lean into you physically.
No, that's true. There is something to that. That is interesting.
He's like Vrabel almost in a way.
I was just thinking that too, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but I think it's interesting that Fitzy brings up, because if you remember, what did Ime say about the team after the first game he coached as a Celtic?
Was that the one they got punked?
Yes.
Yeah. Was one of my favorite lines of all time.
I loved it, but then
got punked on your own floor.
How'd they do the next month and a half, though?
Oh, yeah, they responded. They were like 21-2 or something.
Well, I don't know about that. They were
really good.
At the turn of the calendar, they did. They figured it out. But to start that season, it was, and then they got on fire. But the point is, Tatum might be that guy that's like a, you know, sorry to across sports, but like response to hard coaching from like a Parcells, you know, where they're in their face, but it's based out of love and respect and admiration, but it coach you hard. And that player responds, and he's a Parcells guy. Tatum, it feels like he might be okay with hard coaching. He doesn't mind that. And so Joe just tested the waters maybe in that game against Miami, getting upset with him, calling him out, referencing his mess up with that two for one, and then also a bad defensive play on Adebayo that led to an easy transition point. He responded well to that, and that to me is a huge, huge kind of feather in his cap, and it's got to give Missoula confidence moving forward on how to coach this team.
And you said there was no anger. I'm going to disagree. I thought there was basketball anger.
Okay.
I thought Tatum played back a little angry in the third quarter.
But he didn't get mad at his coach.
No.
So.
He took it out on the Miami Heat. He took it out on the rim. He took it out on the basketball. And I think that's what you're looking for. I think we've all said we wish he would have a little more edge. We wish he would have a little more alpha or aggressive or Jimmy Butler, junkyard dog, or whatever you want. Kobe, Mamba mentality is one of the things. And if you find that in Jason Tatum, that is like the fountain of youth. That is the untapped.
Oh,
like,
that's it. No, that's like, no, you know what that's going to be? That is. Go with every movie or historical or biblical reference. That'll be like Neo seeing the Matrix, getting that next, like when he unlocks something where it's like, oh no, now we're all in a lot of trouble because Tatum found a way to like turn the tiger into the dragon. And if he can control the rage and take it out like Ted, we're crossing sports again, but we can't help but do it with football people in the house. You know, I've heard from yourself. I've heard from Logan Mankins. Andy, you may know some other ones as well. Guys who literally could just be like, oh, what a nice, pleasant, well-spoken man. Crazy that he used to want to just go out there and crack humans in half for 3.5 hours every Sunday and a couple times during the week at practice. And it was just like a thing, right? You could just like turn it on, kick ass, turn it off, just be a person.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And so I had a good friend of mine, the Goocher, if you're listening, what's up, Randy? But he always would.
The what?
The Gooch?
The Gooch.
Wait, were you friends with the villain from Different Strokes?
It's a different different villain. He's not a villain. He's a lovable, just sweetheart of a man. But the Goocher, he always would tell me, you know, Junior, you got to start off the games playing pissed off.
Yep.
You know, sometimes I'd have to get my bell rung for me. Okay. Oh, we're playing football. Let's go. Here we go. That you pissed me off now. Watch out. And so it maybe Tatum feels like he's a little bit like that. Something's got to occur. He's got to be called out. He's got to be made to look bad or punked before maybe sometimes he will light that fire.
And you know, we always talk about the makeup, the personality of Tatum, and he is the son of a coach. His dad's a coach. He was in the news lately. He won some coaching award or something for some
in
team.
Australia.
Yeah. But like. So he's the son of a coach, which means he's the work.
He respects the profession?
I would think he respects the profession, but he also probably understands. I'm sure he's had conversations with his dad about coaching players and styles and pushing buttons. Yeah. And maybe he knows too much. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe he knows coaches are always doing that, and maybe he doesn't respond accordingly all the time. Who knows? But he's at least aware of that world.
That's a really interesting point. I didn't realize that. You know, but my guess is if his dad was watching the Miami game and with 36 seconds left to go in the second period, Tatum's throwing up a shot when he shouldn't be. You really need to throw that ball up around 33 seconds if you want to get the 2-for-1. My guess is his dad would say to, "Hey, Chase, come on, man. You know better than that. You've been around basketball a long time. You know to get the 2-for-1, you got to throw that ball up at 33, not at 36. Yeah, Dad, I know. My guess is because his dad was a coach that he's going to respect good coaching. The thing is, Missoula knows what he's talking about. Like, his delivery might be unorthodox, but he knows basketball. Tatum knows that he knows basketball, so there's a respect in that on that level. And I just love the way he responded, and I like that you guys saw the same thing I did.
Well, I loved it because it was, not only was it productive, it was entertaining. I loved, that's the Jason Tatum that I would want to see. That's the Jason Tatum that honestly I don't see often enough. I see a reliance on just sort of the step back, sidestep three. There was an aggression to his game in that third quarter, taking it to the rim. At one point, the and one where he kind of slammed his chest and then even said some things that, according to the lip readers on the internet, is I will not be referencing on the airwaves.
Say bad words?
Bad words.
A lot of bad words.
A lot of bad words. But I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. I'll put earmuffs on. I'll put blinders on and not read his lips. But that's what I want in your best player. That's what I want in the guy that's trying to prove to the world, we're the best team. I'm the best player on the best team. Come beat us. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, to be the man, you got to beat the man. Well, guess what? In case you didn't hear, I'm the man. Mm-hmm. And this is my team, and we're here to defend a title. That sort of idea. Now, the flip side of it is, so behind the scenes, we'll enlighten the listeners a little bit here. Our guy, Brian Frazoco, runs our cameras and YouTube and Twitch video and all that. Does a great job.
He's got great ideas.
Great ideas most of the time.
Okay.
No, but he's a hoophead guy. I think if he had his way, we would talk Celtics like 98% of the time on these airwaves, NBA, he's a trade deadline, this and that. So he came up with this idea, and I think it's an interesting question. Would you trade Jason Tatum for Victor Wembanyama?
I mean, what do we do? Can Brian answer that question first? Because
he doesn't have a microphone.
He'll be down the studio.
Would you trade him?
This is the craziest. Like,
I would trade Tatum for Wembanyama in a heartbeat.
Okay. It depends what your...
Victor Wembanyama is the most intriguing basketball player I've ever seen.
Depends what your ultimate goal is.
Nah, I can't do it.
You think Celtics fans would be on board with that? Now, they weren't on board with the Marcus Smart trade either.
Yeah. Well, look how that turned out. He's going to trade for a bag of balls.
It's not the craziest...
Minus the bag.
I was going to say it was half a bag of balls.
Don't we think that Tatum, though, is just right now hitting his peak, though?
Like, yeah, maybe.
Right now, he's just hitting his
peak. Let me know when Victor Wembanyama hits his peak.
Okay. You think he's...
Because his peak is the most unique basketball player that's ever played.
Yep.
Yeah, right now, let's put it this way. Jason Tatum's peak, I think, is more consistent. Did Frazoco come in the studio?
He's behind the glass with the boys.
He's got a sheepish grin.
Oh, he's stepping up to the microphone to defend himself.
Tatum for Wembanyama in a heartbeat.
Me too. We're aligned.
It's not the
craziest. Stick to football.
It's not the craziest thing.
I would not.
Okay.
The city would riot.
They would.
No, they would not.
Would they riot at the parade when they're celebrating the 19th banner?
Yeah, guys, this is not Luka for AD. I mean, where one player is a legitimate potential long-term top five, top 10 player, and the other guy may have already peaked and is more injured than the other one who always wants recovery beers. This is potentially getting a player that is anomalous to all other players that have played in the long storied history of the National Basketball Association. They call him an alien because he looks like one.
Yeah.
He shoots his own three and then jumps over top of everyone to grab the rebound midair and dunk it. I mean, it's insane what the guy can do. But that said, I think the way Jason Tatum has grown to this town and this town to Jason Tatum and where he is right now, seemingly like grasping for what could be the apex of his potential, and he does everything, Andy. I just couldn't pull the trigger. I think it would disrupt team chemistry.
Part of it is just you got to love
Tatum.
The one you're with. You know, I mean,
I don't have to love the one I'm with. Okay. I mean,
you don't have to.
Victor Wembanyama is the next big thing. And if you have, if you envision his greatness, the one thing I will say to Brian as I cede the floor to him momentarily here is he scares the hell out of me because he looks breakable like Porzingis, and I will never get over that. And Tatum doesn't look breakable but mostly plays.
How's his health been so far since he's been in the league?
Health has been good. He hasn't had any serious injuries.
Oh, no. It's totally looking at the big skinny guy and assuming he's going to snap in half.
But I'd also argue Kevin Durant has a similar build. And outside of that Achilles tear, which sort of could happen to anybody, he's been pretty durable. He's played, 16, 15 years. He just had 30,000 points last night. Durant's had a long career. And if you're looking from a new ownership perspective, which the Celtics are going to have to do in a year whenever they sell, Wembanyama is going to be less expensive right now than Jason Tatum and in the future because Jason Tatum's going to have his Supermax kick in whenever that is, July of this offseason. Wembanyama, if you trade for him, you do not have to pay him the Supermax. He's not eligible for the Supermax here because he wasn't drafted by the Celtics. So not only do you have him for a longer period of time, you will not have to pay him the same amount you're paying Jason Tatum.
That doesn't matter to me. I don't care about that. All I care about is I think he's the most freakish basketball player I've ever seen.
It is an interesting question that you bring up, Brian.
Who's going to win the MVP first?
It could be Wembanyama. I mean,
convincing you to trade Tatum for Wembanyama?
It's not the craziest thing.
Thank you.
The only thing I'm trying to say is the Celtics have worked so hard to build this culture. of family. There was a narrative that, hey, they don't care about their players. Isaiah Thomas.
Sure.
Still hurts.
But don't you think people will look at, you're trading Jason Tatum?
Yeah.
At the peak of his powers?
I thought Marcus Smart was a key member of the family.
That's not Jason Tatum.
That's not Jason Tatum.
I thought it was the D-boy with his Ric Flair-like robe that he wore around town.
I tell you what, Brian,
sadder than the shape Gary Payton came into present him the award.
If the Celtics had not won the championship last year,
you would do it.
I'd be more leaning to what you're saying.
It'd be an easier
sell. Well, let me spin it a different way. What if they win another championship? But they have to change up their fiscal makeup.
Jalen Brown, congratulations. Yeah. You're a member of the Spurs.
No, Spurs would not do that.
The Spurs won't do it. I'm trying to have a real
discussion here. No, it would be Jalen Brown, and I know that. It would be
I would trade Jason Tatum in a heartbeat.
But do you think San Antonio would do that trade?
No.
No, they wouldn't.
Okay.
I think he's untouchable.
I don't think they would trade him for Tatum, for Jokic, for Giannis, for Luka, for anybody in the league.
I agree.
But Luka got traded,
he's a franchise.
That opened the door to these things.
Wembanyama's going nowhere, and if you're the Spurs, and every decade or so you luck into the next gigantic, spectacular big thing, how they're able to do that? I mean, David Robinson, Tim Duncan. Then there's a little bit of a gap, but they did have Kawhi, and they had to suck again for a while. But now you get Wemby. It's almost like the Spurs are able to find these generational giant guys the same way the Steelers can close their eyes, throw a dart at the draft board, and find the next great wide receiver.
So do I have the short straw? I'll ask Scal if he would trade Tatum for Victor Wembanyama.
You have to.
He's going to yell at me and get exasperated and say I'm not a basketball guy. I'm just a pink hat fan.
He might hang up on us.
So should I wait till the back end? It was like when you used to ask Bill questions. You'd have to
get everything
out of the way, and then on the back end, I'll ask it. Okay.
Right off the top. Let's get the interview zesty. Let's fire him up. Let's knock him off his spot a little bit.
But I can't risk not getting an answer on Megan Thee Stallion by asking the Wembanyama question, so it's important that we go in a certain order here.
Priorities. But
I will fall on my sword. I will ask that question. That is at 4 o'clock. We will have Brian Scalabrine here on WEEI Afternoons. We will talk Celtics, Spurs, Tatum, Wembanyama, and all those great storylines. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, old friend Scar, Dante Scarnecchia, had some very interesting comments on what he would do with the number 4 pick in the NFL draft. And I think it might surprise you the direction he would go. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Nick Fitzy Stevens with What's Trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending right now is controversy. Wemby for Tatum, how could you? Here's what's trending right now at WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by our friends at Wilson Farm. Yes, spring is in the air, or at least snowflakes and wintry conditions here in New England, but the warm spring-like temperatures are flowing in Florida. It even almost looks summer-like. And the boys of summer, your Fenway faithful, have returned to Fort Myers. Yes, Red Sox are back in action down in spring training, just 10 days away from getting in their first meaningful pretend baseball games. Good to see them back down there in the lovely conditions. Pitchers and catchers reporting today, getting into action. We've heard from Alex Cora, Craig Breslow, today the man that they will call the Filthy Pig. Garrett Crochet spoke to the media for the first time as well. Everyone's excited for the Boston Red Sox, who, of course, we learned earlier, will have their 8-episode Netflix documentary, The Clubhouse, drop in just a couple of weeks. Speaking on the excitement of being a member of the Red Sox, let's hear from one of their potential future stars, Roman Anthony.
It's awesome. I think that's the goal. You know, when you get drafted, is to put yourself in this position and, you know, get to big league camp and to possibly win a job and help this team as soon as possible. I think that's the goal for all of us. So it's exciting to finally be here and have that chance. So I'm really excited for it. I'm going to have fun with it. And I'm going to enjoy it.
Anthony, part of the youth movement, expected to bring some excitement back to the Red Sox this year and for many years to come. Turning to basketball, well, you just heard our discussion talking about Tatum and Wembanyama. That's right, the San Antonio Spurs, just about a 500 club, come tonight to the TD Garden to take on Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown, who appeared last night on the Jimmy Fallon Show on NBC, and your Boston Celtics. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m., and we will speak to Brian Scalabrine from your local NBC Sports Boston Celtics broadcast team at 4 o'clock. to see what he says to the crazy idea of the Wembanyama versus Tatum trade. And also a new Celtics documentary celebrating their 2023-2024 season and 18th banner will drop the first week of March on Max. And moving over to football, according to Pete Thamel of ESPN, looks like old Fob, friend of Belichick, former Patriots offensive and defensive coordinator Matt Patricia is going to become the Ohio State's next defensive coordinator. How about that? Trending once again brought to you by our friends at Wilson Farm. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Wilson Farm in Lexington has beautiful bouquets of red and colored roses, freshly dipped chocolate-covered strawberries, and delicious treats for your sweetie. Don't drop the ball this Valentine's Day. Visit Wilson Farm or wilsonfarm.com. This is your old pal, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. We're talking Patriots and a little knowledge from Scar on the other side here on WEEI Afternoons.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.